Senate Bill 179, an act to revise the appeal procedure concerning the factor used for valuing agricultural and non-agricultural properties.
Senate Bill 179 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, 179 is essentially a clarification, kind of a cleanup bill to legislation that this body passed last year regarding the appeal rights of individuals and local governmental entities to appeal the equalization factor placed on ag land and non-ag land valuation. Last year, when you passed that legislation authorizing the appeal, you tied it to the time frames set forth in Chapter 10-11 of the South Dakota Code. Those time frames are dealing with local and county appeals of assessed valuation. What we're attempting to do in 179 is make it very clear that the Secretary of Revenue must do his work by March 1st in calculating the factor, and then that statutory time frame would kick in, and it would be handled in the same fashion as it's handled for assessed valuations. Madam President, I do have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
And I would waive the reading. I think it's been distributed.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the DeHewitt motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you very much. Very quickly, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this just cleans up the bill in that it deletes the first section of the bill. The Revenue Department was concerned about removing the reference to Chapter 10-11, and after negotiations with the Revenue Department, we were able to work through those differences. They're pleased with the amendment, and I would respectfully request your support.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the DeHewitt motion to amend Senate Bill 179. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 179 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator DeHewitt.
Well, now that we have the bill in a form that's acceptable to the Revenue Department, and I would ask the body to give it your support. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 179. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 179 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHewitt?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Hoskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre? Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers? Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter, Valesky, Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 179 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.